Darkness, everybody, everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, everyone.
Darkness. I need it. I can't go a day without having it. Couldn't even.
All day my light was going on too much. I had too much light going on. I was just waiting for the sun to go down so the darkness can rise.
It is sad. You live in sunny California. All you can do is look out the window with your hand over your head, just going, darkness.
Back again.
Yeah.
Cody, welcome back to the darkness. Oh. And you all people out there, welcome back out to the darkness.
Oh my God, I need it. I need my daily dose of darkness.
Another full darkness, galaxies of darkness out there with, you know, with your host, you know, Chicago John and the Phenomenal One and Cody.
They need to just go ahead and change the name of that movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, the darkness of the galaxy, you know, darkness of the galaxy. Actually, Luke had a great idea for the Spider-Man movie, the Amazing Spider-Man 2. Turn of the Darkness. I was like, damn, that title sounds better.
It makes sense. You was in it. So. It's pretty accurate.
It is true. And actually, you know what? Wayne spotted my ass, too. He was right on.
Oh, he did.
He was right on. He sent me a message right before he did the review. Was that you in that news area shaking his head? I was just like, yeah, damn, that was like, man, did you watch that movie at all? Or was you just looking for me?
I mean, you know what? No, if I were you or if I was him, I would have been doing the same thing. I would have, I mean, that's the only reason why I'm going to Fandango and I'm looking at that countdown so I can at least see my friend on a big screen.
Yeah, for 2 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah, for 2 seconds, then I'll walk right out that fucking movie.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do too. You know, all these fucking reviews.
Oh, I don't even need reviews. All I have is just evidence from last year.
Evidence from... Not only that, you got evidence from the Phenomenal One, so it's a piece of shit.
There you go, folks.
it's all over the fucking place. But hey, I can tell you this right now. Sony did not learn from Spider-Man 3 of having too many goddamn things going on. Let's just say
What? Are you saying that the problem with having too many villains and not a decent story behind each and every villain?
Paul Giamatti, yes, that's definitely one of them. He had a nice little cameo. I'll give him that. Yeah. And he had a nice little shot of the Rhino for his 5 minutes of fame. Yeah, I'll give him that. I don't know. Personally, I that's a problem of mine. I don't like when like villains are thrown in there and they're not. They're just thrown in there just so.
And right, not developed,
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't like for like Captain America, you got Crossbones in there who was playing the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent turned Hydra agent or whatever. Obviously, he's going to have a bigger role in the films because they brought his ass back to life at the end. So, you know, but Rhino here, he's just like, oh, he's just a throwaway villain in these movies.
And then have the nerve for them to try to tell us, hey, guys, we're going to have a Sinister Six movie. Don't you want to see that?
No, not really.
I want to see a good movie first, you know. Let me see that.
I don't know so, if,
but
I don't know if you've been noticing, but Sony's been having some financial problems. Excuse me. Said that out loud. had to sell their stocks to Square Enix, and Square Enix is a pretty huge video game developing company.
You know those Japanese people. They all know each other.
Yeah,
they just hold each other money. That's all. Whoa! You hold it in my
another thing is they had to they had to raise the prices on the PS4 in certain countries too. So,
oh God,
yeah. So things ain't looking too bright over there. They putting a lot of faith in this Spider-Man movie. But I don't know if you guys seen the box office on it overseas. They only brought in $40 million in this weekend.
They gotta make more money.
Yeah, but that ain't shit compared to.
I thought that was huge out there, though. I was hearing reports that that was pretty big.
Where?
Overseas. That $40 million, or wherever it opened. I don't know exactly where it opened, but I hear that was a pretty large sum.
It was opened up in Italy, Paris, London, Australia, and there was two more. I can't remember the other two. And I don't know, 40 million is weak because remember Captain America opened up with 100 million.
Okay.
Yeah. RoboCop opened up with 70 million. So. Fucking RoboCop did better than Spider-Man. Okay. That movie.
Well, when that come out, I can't wait for us to do a proper review for it. You know, I'll go there and watch the actual movie, not just to see P1 hanging out with Jamie Foxx in the background.
Yeah, just waving at the camera, smiling. Hey, nigga, what's up? Hey, damn, nigga, you ain't got no motivation in this movie. That's all right, though.
I will make everyone feel the feeling of not having Spider-Man.
Really?
I was a nerd. Spider-Man fingered my mouth, and now
you know
I'm evil.
The best thing about at least some of the Spider-Man films, I mean, you know, there was a reason why they wanted to get Spider-Man out of the way. I mean, Danny Fox, that nigga's reason just, you don't remember me. I was like, what? I mean, even, I can even throw in the Sandman had better reasoning than this nigga did. I mean, fuck.
If anything, it's just a metaphor of what happened where real nerds get power, and then they get all kind of crazy.
Oh, man, when you guys go see the movie, that you see it in the trailer, though, that line he delivered when he's in the elevator in the stone or whatever, the amazing Spider-Man. It's like, what the fuck, nigga? Well, one thing I had about the movie in the beginning is I was noticing all the changes they made from the first one. And I was like, why did they change the costume and all that? Whatever. Now it just looks like the original one now.
Yeah, it did.
Why did not keep it the same?
I like when I would listen to, hey, guys, we were listening to a review from Wayne and Luke on Not Worth the Kick in the Ass. And because they saw it early, because they're Australian, and nobody gives a shit about their opinions. But,
I mean, if they drink Foster's beer, I can understand why nobody gives a fuck about
it. They love Foster's beer. They gurgling it. But I was just, the highlight of the movie for me, it sounds like the relationship with him and Aunt May, because according to Wayne, he said that he actually, he doesn't yell at Aunt May this time. So.
Also, yeah. Wayne acknowledges that happened in the first movie.
Well, I know, right? People are like, yeah, Wayne, him and his brother, they hate Spider-Man. They never liked him in the first place. And then they go in, they talk bad shit about Spider-Man. I don't know.
Yeah, I would.
They're like, well, you know what would be better if Spider-Man? If they had He-Man in it. You know? I'm like, what?
Or Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, my God damn it, Wayne.
He-Man's gay. I'm sorry. I don't know. I just, if you don't like a character, I personally wouldn't go waste my fucking... Cause, CJ, you told me how much a theater ticket out there cost. I wouldn't even waste my fucking money to go see it then if you don't like...
$30? $30?
Yeah, what the... 30? Wow.
That's like CJ going to spend $30 to go see The Hobbit special edition. It's like, the fuck? It's like, why would you even waste your money on that, CJ? You know you don't like that series already, so why would you even waste your time with that? That's like Cody spending $100 a year going to see The Purge remake over and over again. It's like, why?
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you keep doing that, Cody?
Hey, Cody, all your checks for The Darkness are going to The Purge anyway, so you have... Don't worry, your Darkness checks bought a ticket for The Purge.
Glad it's going to a good cause.
Yeah, you know, don't worry, it'll be more violence in there for you this time. Maybe a rape will happen for you. Or maybe it'll just be like that Boondocks episode last night. It'll just make fun of Chris Brown. My Darkness brothers, the Boondocks has returned.
Oh, yes. I have not seen it, but I need to see it.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was good.
The animation I thought was better in season 3, though.
Really? Okay.
There were some shots of like Tom and stuff like that that I thought they did better in such episodes like season 3, like the dodgeball episode and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought some of the animation was better than that, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It didn't bother me. Whatever. It was like, oh, it looks horrible, or whatever. But I thought it was fucking hilarious what they did with Chris Brown's ass. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry.
What's his name? Pretty boy
Fizzy or some shit. Fizzy.
Speaking of crazy relationships, so Cody, my brother.
I wonder where the fuck this is going.
I wonder where you were last week. I mean, you've been so secretive lately, flying back and forth to New York.
How the fuck am I being secret? I told you I was going to New York.
I don't know, man.
I think he told you in that week I was gone, right?
Yeah, I think he told us on a Facebook post or something. I don't know. I had to hunt you down, man. I don't know what you're doing out there.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
I'm like, so what you doing out there, Cody?
Don't worry. Yeah, I'll talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. It's important. It's not
you know
important.
What, Cody? Yeah, that is a good point. CJ, I did listen to that episode. I heard you say that. What was wrong, man? You okay? Did you solve that issue? Or was
that has nothing to do with the trip. That's some other personal shit that I know has no place on this podcast.
The question is, did you settle it? Is it cool now? Is it okay?
I'm okay with it. I am at peace with it. It really is important.
Is the other person, is he making sure that he's taking like a red stone, a red kryptonite stone, and not a black?
What about
that? Okay. I'm just making sure everything all right. You flying out to New York, man. You know he lives out there. You know he can come see you. You shouldn't be spending that money to go see him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, actually.
Just be honest.
He can't fly, Cody. He ain't lying. Actually, he brings that up. I mean, the Phantom of Cody, you know, that's just getting started, you know.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
Is that what you did in New York, Cody? I saw that picture.
Oh, he's on Broadway.
I need my man, a man of steel for my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next Negro Hugh Jackman right here. Ladies, here we go, right here, Mr. Cody Williams here. Damn, I knew he was talented. I knew he was talented.
I rated him so high.
Oh, Jesus.
His slow motion comes and flows.
I knew this nigga was talented, CJ. I knew it. I knew he was going to make some money off this nigga. Good Lord.
I'm just saying, Cody, if you just be honest with us now, you know, you don't have to worry about this later. Going out there, your secret New York trip. How was your New York trip, Cody?
It was cool, man. It was cool. I was ready to leave about a day and a half into the trip. New York is a very, very, very busy place.
Yeah, he went around
the bird's eye view of it.
Bird's eye. This we're trying to have a real conversation about this shit.
He really is.
Oh, motherfucker. Gonna make a mockery out of it. Oh, man.
I didn't say shit.
I ain't even trying to explain my shit. No, fuck y'all, dude. Fuck you. Fuck me, fine. Fuck Wayne for making that goddamn Photoshop image of me. Fuck off.
That wasn't Photoshop. That was real. We don't have to... you on Broadway, dude. There ain't nothing to be embarrassed about that shit. That's money right there. Shit. You a star. Hugh Jackman, get your ass out the way. This is the next Wolverine right here. Cody Williams, yeah. Shit. Actually, you know what? You'd probably be a better Wolverine, too, than this nigga. that's one thing you need to look. Wait for the credits after Spider-Man 2. It's going to be hilarious.
Oh, really?
It's going to be fucking hilarious. Yeah, you're going to be like, what the fuck? I'll just say this. It's a trailer. That's all I'll throw out there. So, you see?
Pretty sure it's been reported. Unless he hasn't heard about it.
Oh, it's been reported?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dude, fuck it, then. Never mind. It's a trailer for X-Men Days of Future Past.
Okay. What?
Yeah, it has something to do with that with Mark Webb, because he had to deal with Fox, and he couldn't film another movie for them, because he had this Spider-Man shit to do, so.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons why, was because Mark Webb's deal with Fox. I think it was after 500 Days of Summer, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, it was.
He has his own Spider-Man deal going on. Sony can't get rid of, got to make it every 5 years, and Mark Webb's got to, he's got to promote Fox somehow.
Okay, so what could have happened? Like, Spider-Man going to be swinging around with the mutants?
No. See, that's the thing that's just so fucking stupid about it, because it's going to confuse the people who are in the know. Cause, like, obviously, we're going to know, because we know all about this shit, but, like, the general audience, like, the average Joe, they're going to be like, wait, what? X-Men, Spider-Man, who?
Well, the thing was, I remember at my screen, a lot of people talking about, is Spider-Man teaming up with X-Men and Days of Future Past? What's going on? I was just like, I don't think that's happening at all. I think they would be marketing that if that was happening. They just did that because this motherfucker owes a favor to Fox. That's all that is.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, we know that. They don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tell, like, Mama Bear, she's going to go in there. She's going to be like, CJ, Spider-Man going to be with Wolverine next movie or whatever. You need to go see. She's not going to know that, yeah. General audience is going to be just as lost as if Christopher Nolan would have said Terry McGinnis instead of Robin. Sorry, just
still on that shit.
I still just wanted to throw that in there one more time. It pissed me off a little bit. Got to watch that.
You know what? Lazy motherfucker, you can't even say Dick Grayson. You son of a bitch, you.
Oh, but hey, Cody, how was your weekend? Because you got back Wednesday, right?
Yep. Got back in California. Well, I got back in California on Monday, but I got back in SoCal. Home on Wednesday, so.
Okay, how was your weekend, then?
It was cool. It was cool. Relaxing.
About you, CJ? You darkness nigga, you.
Oh, darkness brother. See, I went out this weekend for a birthday, and I actually developed a new technique to talk to a girl.
Have your pants not fall down?
Well, hey man, you gotta crawl before you can walk, right?
Okay. So. you gotta fuck before you can talk.
That's right.
That's code.
No, no. But what happened was, I'm at the bar, and I have these two cards in my hand. I have these gift cards for a charity, where if you fill it out, you can donate $20 to whatever charity you want to donate it to. Mm-hmm. So they had this roller derby girl that was hanging out there and everything, and I found one of the girls and said, hey, are you the head of this organization? I got these charity cards to give you. And all these other girls looked at me like I was crazy because I had two charity cards in it. And except this one girl, and she looked at me, and she was like, oh, why don't you donate it to charity? And I'm like, bitch, I don't believe in charity. That's why I'm giving it away.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, bitch, I'm a nigga. We don't donate money. Come on now. Bitch, are you crazy?
She said, well, if you don't like charity, what kind of charity will you start up? And I'm like,
charity of CJ, my wallet, bitch.
Terrorist for Tots. You know, she's like, terrorist for what? I said, yeah, terrorist for Tots. It's where you donate Xboxes and food to victims of the children of the terrorists, the dad of terrorists.
What color was this chick?
She was white.
Yeah, I figured.
And she was like, oh, anyway. Really? Oh, really?
You guys ever see that Boondocks episode where the Luther Burger was introduced?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember that scene where Wansler was showing Robert Freeman little, I guess it was a smoothie place before it was the Luther Burger place, whatever and shit. And this little white chick approached him and said, "Sir, would you like to sign this petition to save?" And he said, "If you don't get that shit out of my goddamn face."
Yeah.
I imagine that's what CJ had right there when she said, "Why don't you donate whatever?" And he just looked at her and was like, "You know, not get that shit out your fucking mouth, bitch. Donate."
I'm like, I'm drunk. I'm just trying to get rid of these two little tickets. So then it became like a whole thing where I talked about how the fake organization that I'm starting up, you're going to actually, you bomb the children's hearts so they won't bomb your buildings in the future. So
damn. Okay. But CJ, we want them to bomb the building because then they'll put a Starbucks up and the children can have a Starbucks. More hipsters, see?
What? Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's how it works. Building goes down, Starbucks go up. Shit.
Are you saying at Ground Zero there's a Starbucks
there's a
sitting right in the
Starbucks
middle of
somewhere
it?
Around it. I'm sure of it.
I'm not saying around it. I'm saying I'm sitting right there.
It's probably
dead center.
You know what? It's a flag in front of it and the fucking Starbucks right behind it. How about that then?
What do you see, Cody? Or did Superman destroy that Starbucks too?
Moving on.
Yeah. You know, I didn't, when I went out there, I didn't pass by Ground Zero. Did you, Cody?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, there's nobody want to pass by that shit. Come on, we trying to avoid getting bombed. Why would we go back to the scene of the
No, they never, the terrorists are like lightning. They don't strike the same place twice.
I like when Culver City, it's a part of L.A., I like when people were talking about, terrorists may threat to bomb Culver City. I was like, don't nobody want to fuck him. They don't even know what the fuck Culver City is. Come on. Damn, y'all think y'all that important? Come on now. Terrorists want to bomb Culver City. Ain't a goddamn thing. They want to bomb the Dave and Buster's? What do they want to bomb out there? some townhomes? What do they want to buy?
I would love to see some terrorists bomb like a Walmart or something like that.
I got a friend that smokes so much and drinks so much, that motherfucker said that they might bomb Compton one time. I looked at this nigga and said, nigga, you need to stop smoking that shit. I swear. Nigga, if you don't stop smoking that shit, I swear. He's like, man, you know, Compton's important. You remember when that UFO... Nigga, shut the fuck up now. When the fuck would a UFO land? Why would he land in Compton, first of all? And second of all, I think people would see that. Compton ain't big. Jesus Christ, nigga. Damn. That's why I hate hanging around your ass sometimes, nigga. Some of the shit, nigga.
But other than that, man, I was just talking with her and had a good time drinking and having some hipster beers and everything.
So I take it you cordially invited yourself with this girl then, huh?
Hell yeah, I did.
Okay, this okay. A number?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Oh, okay. Okay.
There you go.
You fuck her?
Nah, she went back to St. Louis.
Oh, I was going
to
say you didn't have a school bus on you?
No, sir.
Oh, okay, damn. Then you need to pull a Cody or P1 out. Just take her outside or take her to the hallway then. Sure.
You know what? There were so many buses and there were so many hallways, but there was just no bedrooms, man.
Oh, are you too good for it?
I am too good for that. I'm not Cody. I have standards, damn it.
What do you think is worse, outside or the hallway?
It depends, man. Because I have seen some nice hallways for once.
Hey, that hallway Cody was in was nice. So that was just a standard, dude. Standard.
You know what? That hallway in Inception, that was really nice as well. So
you know what? That is true. But there's too many fucking people walking through there. I mean, yeah. Like if it's a group of people, that's fine. But if it's one person, it's kind of awkward.
I wondered when Cody first did it with a virgin girl, did it turn into like the hallway from, what do you call that, Shining?
Fuck.
Did that happen to you, Cody? You know, do you have one of those experiences?
Answer that question.
He was Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He was Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the hallway. That shit started spinning around for that girl or whatever. He broke that girl off. Some.
But how about you, P1? How was your day?
Oh,
your
man. Weekend? My weekend was doing house shit, working, site update, editing, and found this badass little bar. Right in downtown L.A., that's got some nice ass, it has a nice menu as far as scotch whiskey. Got some nice beer in there and some specialty cocktail drinks in there. Man, I had a drink of everything. They had this 15-year-old scotch here, which I'm not really that big a fan of 15-year-old because it's kind of cheap. But it was a Dalwini. Oh, my God. It had a touch of honey mustard in that motherfucker. Mm. Shit was delicious. Oh, my God. Cody, I can't wait to take you to this place.
Sounds good to me.
That motherfucker place broke my pockets.
Well, yeah, man, you got to pay out the ass for some good scotch. So it's just how it goes.
Hell yeah, it was, but it was delicious though. But I had a fine and dandy a usual weekend. Let's just say that, to say the least. I have not done anything crazy in quite some time now. So because I've stopped hanging around Cody. So
oh, come on, Cody, you got to get back out there, man.
Cody's limited himself these days. He's not trying to. Kind of not,
I think because you know who's been listening and talking, getting his. You see, he ain't saying nothing no more. He ain't bringing up no topic. What are your topics, Cody?
Well, if we haven't got to that shit yet, so why are you antagonizing me already?
All right, I'm sorry. All right.
Every time me and Cody go out now, Blake usually has joined us. And he gets so fucked up that me and Cody just looks at him and just like, we don't want to look like that by the end of the night. We don't want to look like that by the end. Blake gets fucked up to the point where there was, I think we talked about this already, but we got jealous of that old dude. I was just like, man, I don't want to end up like that. So I was like, I had to put the drink back. I mean, because if you're getting jealous of an old man to the point where you're saying, that chick fat anyway. It was like, where is fat on this chick? That chick is hot. Nah, she ain't hot.
That chick breathes air.
that chick can walk. And of course, she would date his old ass because she can walk. So yeah, I don't know about Cody, but I've gotten that contempt where I don't want to act. I don't want to be like that no more.
Man, just seeing cantankerous old men You know, that scares me, because where I work, I get nothing but like old guys, especially like old white men, old black men. You know, you get some of the old grouchiest men that come in there, and I'm like, I don't even want this. What's going on? Who did it? Who changed my diaper? Wow. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
Since I've been back in downtown L.A. For the past 2 weeks now, these old men is hitting these young women, though, man. I mean, they coming up. They looking like the most interesting man in the world from that fucking commercial and shit, you know?
It's the economy. These girls ain't got nothing better.
Girl, what was I going to do, girl? He paid my credit off. He put gas in my tank. It's 419 right now.
Heck, I'm almost this close about to have my own Budapest hotel going on.
You have your own little lobby boy. That nigga gonna put me and Cody as his lobby boy. Hey, ain't nothing serving me no, bro. I'll fuck them old ladies if you want me to.
Yeah, I got one that comes to my job all the time.
Oh, she wants to fuck you, and she's there all the time. That's what that means. Why
if you only had $100,000 more dollars, then you get it on.
CJ's like, okay, what you do is here, you sign your name here, put your number here, social, and your credit stuff right here. Why do I need to put that? Don't worry about it. Just put that right there. He's trying to get her social and shit. When you plan on retiring, miss? I'm already retired. Perfect. CJ, one of them niggas would be like, I'm trying to put you in a grave right now, bitch.
Okay. Man, I would give it to her good. So good. It'd be the last good, good.
She's going to tell you, make a bear noise for me. Come on,
I'm about to have you like Medicaid.
Come on, bring me some of that jungle fever right now, you know. I want you looking like Samuel Jackson from that fucking movie, you know what I'm saying? Just walking in with them googly eyes and shit.
Mama, I need money.
Instead, I want you to say, where's the pussy at, mama?
I want him to whip my thing out, and you say, where's the beef?
Shit, like, ain't no party like a Mandango party. Oh, but let's get in topics now. Oh, by the way, people, welcome to the darkness. Hashtag fuck Nick Cannon.
Yes, people, let's get that trending.
That is a thing right now, okay? It is a thing. CJ, I have a shirt for you that says that, so you get out here.
Okay, good. My sister, I was telling her about, you know, how we've been talking about fuck Nick Cannon. He got booed on stage the other day.
Oh, our plan worked.
You've been getting booed lately, so.
Where was it? What was, like, a music video or, like, what was
it? Like, American Got Talent or something like that. Some shit.
Because they realize that nigga ain't got no talent. That's what that is. You gonna go, how ironic is that nigga, isn't it?
They're like, American Got Talent. Why are you here?
Very ironic for a nigga like that to be on that show, right? Isn't it? It's very ironic. The nigga has no talent, yet he's on a show that features talent. Interesting. Was he rapping or what was he doing?
No, he's the host of that show.
Who the fuck is
he? All he is just a glorified doorman. He just walks around and walk him out.
They could have got us three niggas to do that shit. We would have did it for $15 an hour, okay?
Man.
How much you paying this nigga? Yeah, cut ours double the half off. We'll do it, whatever. I just want to be on TV grinning and shit. Come on now. Cody would be like, shit, I got standards, nigga. I'm Michael Ealy. Come on now. Shit.
It would have been the obvious, but.
my show ain't canceled yet.
Well. I don't know, Cody. That show's on Fox.
Yeah, you know how Fox operates.
What day is it? Friday? Oh, shit.
Fox is for like, it's pretty much like Lionsgate. If you got a TV idea, just pitch it to Fox, and you know what I'm saying? They'll give you that. They're guaranteed to give you that one season now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for multiple seasons, you need to just head over to CW Network or something like that then.
And you better have some young, attractive white people or some skinny, young, attractive black people on it on the CW.
Yeah, I got a question. How the fuck did Dawson's Creek stay on TV that goddamn long?
No, you know what? Don't even get me started with that kind of stuff. How did people, why did they get on the Friends paddy wagon, but then when Living Single came out years before Friends, nobody talked about it?
Yeah, I was listening to this podcast the other day. They were having a competition between Friends and Seinfeld, which was the better show. I was like, are we fucking serious? Neither. Both are horrible. Homeboy's not a space, homie.
Oh, no. Okay, you know, are you drinking?
That's kind of argument.
That's my counter argument.
Hey, you might as well just put a Honey House 2 up there. Talk about Homeboy.
Okay, you shut your goddamn mouth now. Homeboy's Not Space is a fucking masterpiece compared to Honey House 2. Right? You shut your fucking mouth. Especially when that son of a bitch stole one of my jokes or whatever and shit. That I ain't never going to use ever again. I'm not mad at that nigga. Hey, you know what? I hear a lot of people saying, I wouldn't make that movie. I don't give a damn how much money. I tell you what, you fucking throw me some $1 million, I'd be like, shit, what you want me to do? Yeah, you want me to beat up a piece of a live chicken? You want me to fuck a dog? Okay, I ain't got no fucking standards. All right, I ain't got no morals.
You would sell out, man. I'm totally with you. I would sell out in a heartbeat. If somebody were paying to keep making Cody jokes for like eternity on their podcast, would do it.
Yeah, no shit, you
could. Cause I talked to like two was women and one was a guy, two, three black, and they were just like, I would never do anything. I don't give a damn how much money. And I looked at them and was like, shit, they could have said, here, P1, it's $100,000. You do this. I'd be like, oh shit. Where's that chicken at? I'll beat his ass.
Everybody has a price.
I'd do a macho man and everything on him. I'd be like, hey, brother, when I drop that elbow and you hit you with the 1, 2, 3 fingers and all and shit, I snap into a chicken and waffles, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Shit. I will do any coonish joke for that fucking price. Yeah, you damn right, CJ. Everybody has a fucking price. I'll talk that shit now. I'll never be in a Tyler Perry movie. Wait a minute. How much you paying me, nigga?
I'll just be afraid of you if Tyler Perry asks you on the set.
Really?
You're like, well, where are the cameras? Oh,
Because you know why you can do a Tyler Perry? Because you ain't got to emote shit. You just show up. You ain't got to do shit, okay? You just show up. If he paying you the money, just show up. Don't nobody else fucking do it. Did we not see Witness Protection where Romeo and his so-called acting? Cody, what's your price? Come on, man. Tell me what's your price.
Oh shit, for a Tyler Perry flick? Man.
You know how much money they make?
Actually, I don't. I really.
Man, he paid those people in Golden Corral coupons. You see how fat those Meet the Johnsons are, or wherever they are.
I'm just saying, the movies make some damn near $50 million. It only costs like 10, 15, so shit, I'm just saying.
So anyway, we ain't got it. Bottom line, we don't have a price. None of us do.
Dang, my price is $100,000 or more. Man, you know, fuck that. It's $5,000 or more. I don't give a shit. $5,000. Fuck that. I don't want to send my bar up high. You just got to show up on set and do some stupid Pratt joke. Yeah, I hate it, but at the same time, I'm not going to hate him for getting paid easily neither. So if you can find a way to get paid easily, by all means, then do it then, brother. I ain't no nigga hater.
We're not crabs in the bucket.
Hell nah. Cody, what is your price though, my nigga? Come on, I want to know.
man. $5 million.
That's doable too. You usually get that. You usually get $3 to $5 million in one of them spoof movies.
$5 million.
Damn, Cody, can you imagine all them people making fun of you, and then as you buying your big new house on the ocean or whatever, and you'd be like, you did a haunted house too? And be like, yeah, can you put the Jarvis system on right now? Can you turn that on right now? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I can't hear these people outside my gate with all this construction work going on, you know? Jarvis, can you play some AC/DC? Blast up the AC/DC. Matter of fact, Protocol 10. How about that?
Protocol 10.
So shit, yeah. I wish the fuck somebody would complain and be like, oh, you sell out P1. Yeah, but I got this nice car right here. My bills are paid, nigga.
Like paid off that couch.
Yeah, you know it's funny, gonna be funny too. If I paid off that microwave at Rent-A-Center, it's gonna be funny because they're gonna be coming to Cody as they talking shit to him. You sell out that or whatever. How about you donate your money? No, man. I was a sellout a minute ago. Now you want me to donate my money, nigga? Oh, nah. This is sellout money.
you here at my party? At my sellout party? Drinking my sellout chips? I mean, eating my sellout chips and drinking my sellout juice?
This is my sellout. I can tell you this right now. They're talking about selling out. Everybody that was in fucking movie 43 sold out. How about that? Okay. And you still sit up there talking about, when is Hugh Jackman going to have another Wolverine movie, huh?
Oh. And speaking of movies selling out, I guess the movies are tired of trying to sell black people out. You remember we had The Blind Side, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
So now all they did was just replace us with other type of people. And what I mean by that is Million Dollar Arm. That movie is The Blind Side for Indian people. Have you seen that trailer for Million Dollar Arm?
I will say this about that movie. At least that movie is PG. So it's going to be family-hearted fun. So, but I do get what you're saying, though.
All right. Well, for those who don't know, Million Dollar Arm is about this white guy who was in the big leagues of something. He lost his job.
And he's trying to get diversity into the...
Well, yeah. No, he lost his job, really, and then he needed to have some kind of comeback. Well, so he decided to get that...
They wasn't making any money or whatever, and then they found out that diversity is what brought some money in, and so they went to like other countries to see like who pretty much had like who's a good baseball player here, and then they went to India.
At least they got to India, got three of them,
and now it's kind of like a mix between The Blind Side and Jackie Robinson. So yeah, it's kind of fish out.
See, we being outsourced. They outsourcing niggas.
It's like a fish out of water story for these three guys who don't, you know, they grew up working in factories and shit like that to one day just get a shot at fame like that. It's kind of like Marlon Wayans, you know.
Yeah, it is actually.
Hey Cody, I make sense sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes.
Come on, Cody. I smart.
I be smart. Ain't I, Mr. Wayne? Where's he at? Master Wayne?
Leave Master Wayne out of this. Well, he's soaking about his
He-Man movie. I'm sorry, Samuel Jackson from fucking Django. I'm sorry, nigga. I'm sorry. It's Wayne is Leonardo DiCaprio and CJ is Samuel Jackson.
You know what? I got somebody. She unfriended me on Facebook because I told her how much I love that character, that Samuel Jackson character. And she said she can see me saying that.
I can see CJ sitting. You remember that scene, Cody, where they were sitting in that room where Samuel Jackson had to drink and he was trying to tell Leonardo DiCaprio shit? I was like, damn, is he the boss now? That's CJ and Wayne or whatever. He's like, nah, that nigga Cody still love that Man of Steel movie now. You know that, right? We got to take care of that nigga. That nigga better not ever watch that movie again. That's the equivalent to a nigga on a horse.
Now, I thought the movie would have been a much better movie, too, if it would have turned out that... Because it was already stupid and crazy at this point.
I think
they should have turned it...
Their movie where a better director.
Well, that... ain't happening. But look, like, if you took Samuel Jackson and he was really the mastermind of the whole thing, you know, he was just using Leonardo DiCaprio character as a, you know, as a white, you know, like a white fat, a mask for him.
Yeah.
You know, because that would have been a great movie if it would have turned out that way, but it did.
According to some people, it's already a great movie. Didn't you see the Academy Awards that year?
Oh, my God.
I like how that movie is getting all that praise and shit. 12 Years a Slave come around. Yeah, this movie is just too hard to watch now. It needs to be more lighthearted, like Django was. What?
Hey, but speaking of beating black people... Paul Walker, he come back from the grave and he gonna be beating up some black people in his next movie.
Oh, shut your mouth. The RZA's in that movie.
RZA returns. RZA's Mr. Blind Swordsman himself.
$700 million movie. It's gonna make that much. Guarantee it. $700 million RZA. He gonna take all my money. He had that shit. I can't wait.
I pray that movie hit a wall hard. So I mean Not yeah, that.
Nigga, no. Did you just throw a pun in there? Was that a pun? Damn. Okay, Brian Salisbury, you've been listening to One of Us too fucking much, man. That's One of Us, not .net, people.
But I saw that trailer, and I'm like, what is this? Because I saw it right before I saw The Raid. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was weird that
they showed you that before The Raid. When me and Cody went to go see The Raid, we saw like...
Did I do this too? I'm pretty sure they showed that before The Raid, too.
I think that if they would have showed that, too. You would have been talking about the RZA, remember?
I could have sworn they showed that trailer, man.
They showed a lot of foreign shit.
Oh, they did show that trailer. You weren't inside yet. That's what it was. Because I got
okay. I was going to say, okay. Yeah. I wasn't inside, motherfucker, in there. I don't remember seeing that shit.
Yeah, they showed it. I went to two different raids and they showed it.
Yeah, because this nigga fell asleep because he tried to be like us and go to see a midnight screening of it.
I woke up with blood on the floor and I'm like, what the hell
happened? CJ was on his period and shit.
I was confused with all the Asian people. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I swear I was hallucinating the first time I saw the movie because you see that one guy that they bring back, but he was a different character.
Right.
Oh yeah,
and I saw that when I was asleep. I was like, "Am I daydreaming?"
Our audience,
I swear that guy looked like somebody else.
Our audience was too awesome to do that. We had a badass experience or whatever. I thought when you brought up Paul Walker, I thought you were gonna talk about that nigga's brothers taking over Fast and Furious.
No, I was just talking about how you were beating up brothers in the next movie.
Hey, and Fast and Furious, aren't you excited for that? It's coming now. It's gonna happen still. Hello?
No.
Hello? Oh, I'm talking to the wrong people. This is in Lehunzi.
Hey, look, I like goddamn stupid, okay? But not seven goddamn movies of stupid, all right?
Goddamn.
But yeah,
what's the name of that movie? It's Brick Mansion, right?
Yeah.
And yep. It's called Beat a Black Man Against a Brick or something. I mean, I love watching ghetto, you know, like thug people get beat up as much as the next person. I'm like, good lord, it's like, where were they? Like Detroit, Chicago?
I must have ignored this trailer completely because I don't remember seeing no niggas get their ass beat. The only nigga I remember seeing was RZA.
I haven't paid much attention either because I only remember seeing the RZA just walking in there.
The RZA had like beat Cody up. He has me and Cody in a trance or something like that. Cause I don't remember
happening in the trance.
All the shit they talking about, I was just like, damn, did all that happen? Shit.
It started out with Paul walking and he fighting a dude with no shirt on who was in jail because of him, and they had to work together to beat up black people in the hood. So.
Oh, okay, damn. Well, as long as the RZA just ends the movie with one of his lines, that's all that matters to us. You ain't got that RZA experience yet. You ain't got that full... Got to get that RZA experience.
No,
I got him confused. You know they all look alike anyway. So.
Nah, RZA is a special kind of nigga.
Okay.
I don't know if you seen The Man with Iron Fist. That's.
I did.
Okay.
No,
see that
G.I. Joe.
Come on now.
Oh, no, in G.I. Joe, I can tell them from the Asian people.
Whatever.
Seriously?
No, yeah, this Fu Manchu.
That nigga took that shit.
He was trying so fucking hard.
Why wasn't that movie more about him?
Yes.
Why ain't he the voice of Master Splinter? I'd love to see that, man. Just went over 40 minutes and we didn't get to the topic yet. Cody, what you got, though? You got anything for us?
Man, well, I wanted to get your thoughts. Are you guys Terminator fans at all? Yes.
Original.
The original Terminator.
Yeah, number two.
Number two.
Actually, you know what? I don't even mind the new ones that much. I mean, I don't get
really.
They're like whatever. I don't...
Shit.
They're just there.
I fucking hate them. But I want to get your thoughts on this whole Terminator Genesis thing they got coming out now. You guys heard about that, right?
I think it's the stupidest fucking idea I've ever heard. That's just me. Because I think I heard about it 2 weeks ago, maybe three,
uh-huh.
two or three. I think when the announcement got made that shit was coming, I was like, that just sounds stupider.
I mean,
they've been speculating for a year now, right? Or 2 years?
What's that again?
They've been speculating this about a year or two now.
Maybe. I don't know. I just brought it up because I know they started filming it today, and I wanted to get you. I decided they start filming it today.
Actually filming this?
Yeah. No, it's real. They got that whole cast and everything.
Oh, shit.
You didn't hear about this?
I thought it was a rumor.
Oh.
It was real. Oh, well.
Yeah, man. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know if it's a prequel or a sequel or what. Because then Arnold Schwarzenegger and like some dumbass reason for why he's aging. Yeah, I don't know. It's
who's aging?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator himself.
The robot is aging.
Yes, apparently the skin ages, but the actual Terminator itself.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
no.
Yes. They're actually writing this shit, dude. They interviewed Arnold, and he was saying about how the skin ages, but The actual exoskeleton does not. So
I hope they just made a mistake and couldn't understand this nigga.
But damn, after his last two Terminator movies, I'm like, wow, this is what you're going with? Like this.
Those last two were so fucking stupid that it kind of just put me at a point where I was just like, this series is whatever. I mean.
Man, Terminator ended for me when I saw Terminator 2 Judgment Day. I was done. I didn't need to see anything more.
Yeah.
I don't get all these people like who idolize this stuff
Wayne.
Years and years and years later.
Wayne. Wayne.
Co-host. I mean,
it's a lot of motherfuckers. I mean, them niggas in the '80s when they cannot escape the '80s.
They want to go back to those pianos, electric pianos.
Yeah, synthesizer and all that.
Yeah. I mean, I would miss the cocaine as much as the next person, but
you gotta admit now, cocaine out of box now is for $5.99 at a Rite Aid is even better now. It's cheaper, easier to find. Everybody does cocaine these days, or whatever. I saw a dude in L.A. doing cocaine in the car. I mean, it's that easy to get it. Allegedly, people. Just want to throw that out there.
Allegedly, yeah.
Oh yeah, allegedly.
And people want to know how I keep doing this. Nah, I personally like the first two Terminators. I haven't seen them in a while, but after seeing the last, I could give two shits about Terminator, to be honest.
Yeah, man, they put me off that franchise so quickly with those last two movies, man. I'm like,
Yeah, I remember watching the first one. I remember watching it too, partly in the barbershop when I was waiting. When I was just looking at it, I was just like. Mm-hmm. Man, maybe I just need to see this at home, but looking at it right here, I don't have no interest in looking at this motherfucker at all. Or playing on my phone and shit, because I was like the only one looking at the TV, and I looked at it for a while, and I was like, eh. I don't know, have any of you guys gone back to seeing the original recently, or?
I still love those original two movies. Like, the first one, it's really like a really cool horror flick, kind of, in a way. And the second one is actually... It's all balls to the wall action, so.
Isn't that how all those 80s films work out?
Well,
it's really serious. And then the second.
Well, the second one didn't come out in the 80s, so there's that.
Oh, I mean, like 80s franchises, I mean.
Oh, well, yeah.
And look at Die Hard.
Oh, that's a whole other story.
I mean, even when I look at Terminator, I looked at the first one. I thought it was kind of boring, frankly.
Mm, okay.
You know, I need to probably go back and watch it now at being 20, you know, 20 whatever. But I enjoyed number two. I thought I didn't need to know anything else but without watching the number two. I was done. You know.
Yeah, I want to say they made an animated shit about that as well, didn't they?
Did they?
I remember seeing something. I don't know if it was just fan made or something like that. It was old though. It was like when I was growing up and shit. I know they had a TV show that
went absolutely nowhere.
Matter of fact,
Chronicles was it?
That shit had no views, dude. Nobody watched that shit.
It wasn't that bad, but nobody gave a fuck apparently.
Because nobody gives a fuck about Terminator right now. They're talking about Arnold needs to come back. Don't nobody want to see his ass?
Nobody gives a fuck about Arnold right now, man.
Thank you. Except for Lehu. But anyway.
Lehu, co-host.
Say, that's the only people that give a shit. I'm sorry, but Last Stand was not a good fucking movie. It was boring. It only gets good in the end where it's just stupid.
My sister Bear, she was watching Last Stand last night. She actually cracking up. So she
cracking about Forrest Whitaker's eye or what?
I think of all of it.
I think what happened is...
Sister Bear!
I think what
you
happened...
Like that movie? What do you like about it? Well, shut up!
Damn,
did she say anything? She just said,
in the alley.
The movie was...
She did an alley.
I thought it was funny. I liked the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger was so old, and they finally made some old jokes about it. Johnny Knoxville was pretty funny with all his little craziness.
Take the mic.
And I loved the car that they were driving in all across the country in like 7 seconds. Like, that was awesome with this crazy man. And my mama is crazy.
All he did was drive around. You know what? He was the reason why Forrest Whitaker's eye was looking around or whatever. And so, because when that car zoomed by him, his eye just went left for some reason.
That almighty eye.
His eye was doing NASCAR.
This is to really just say Johnny Knoxville is funny.
She enjoys, man. She
yeah, that's yeah. For sure, man. Yeah.
What is up with your family?
Damn.
What is up with your family? You know, he's liking some shit. Actually, you know what? You part of that, too. You like Sucker Punch.
Say, no, you did. I do enjoy Sucker Punch.
What is up with y'all? It's like y'all some loop or something. That ain't just people. I just want y'all to know that ain't just CJ that just says ridiculous shit. That's in his blood. To say shit. His whole family's entertainers. That's all that is. Take her mic away from her. Yeah, like Johnny Knoxville was funny. What? Well, I ain't never heard them words said before. Oh Lord, Last Stand was boring. I'm sorry. That movie left a. It didn't get good till the end of it, and that was just because it was just stupid or whatever. Sabotage was horrible, and Escape Plan. Man, Sylvester Stallone is like Tyler Perry, man. They just keep picturing themselves as leading mans, and nigga.
God damn.
Yeah, he's the white Tyler Perry. at least last year he was. That motherfucker had like 5 movies out and shit.
He really did, yeah.
And they all sucked. Yep. They all suck. That's got to be a record. That's like the new Tyler Perry. He's Adam Sandler, Tyler Perry, and Stallone. Any one of them, it's like they just take over a year sometime. You know, it's just like Adam Sandler had 1 year, Tyler Perry had a year, Stallone had last year. I mean, they just fucking, when they get a year, they do not produce not one good quality movie.
Nope.
But what else you had on the docket, though, Mr. Cody?
More Fantastic Four news, yo. You want to hear about this shit?
Oh, shit. How did I forget about it? You know why I forgot about that? Because I thought it was a I take that back, Cody. That Terminator thing was stupid. This was the stupidest shit I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Are we thinking about the same thing, the interview?
Yes, we are thinking about that same thing.
Mr. What's his name? Simon Kinberg?
Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. We ain't never going to get a good Fantastic Four movie right now.
Here's the thing, dude. I don't even, like I said before, I don't care about Fantastic Four, dude. But every time I hear about some new production detail on this one, I just fucking cringe.
You roll your eyes?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my, I feel so bad for fucking Fantastic Four fans. I'm so sorry.
And the thing is, Fantastic Four, they're like a hit and miss. They have some good story runs, too, but it just seems like the movie's just like, nah, we ain't gonna look at them. We gonna do our own thing. When they said that we want to make the Fantastic Four realistic and dark, I was just like,
dude,
how the fuck do you make a movie that's got a rock creature, a guy
that stretches, an invisible woman, and a dude that turns into hey, you trying to make this shit?
I laughed for 3 minutes when I read that. I was just like, This movie's gonna do so horrible. It's not even funny.
She's like, oh, you're trying to make this a coming of age story.
What? Man, come on, man. I tell you, man, it's some movies out there, man. Dark Knight is the reason for this superhero dark genre thing.
Oh, man.
It's the reason for splitting movies up for book movies. Lord of the Rings is the reason why we got long-ass films. I mean, some good movies out there, they just run a trend that just does not work for other properties. And
right. You have, don't forget Avatar for 3D.
Oh,
fuck yeah. Don't get me started on that one. Yeah, Avatar. But I'm saying dark and realistic does not work. Any superhero does not work for Fantastic Four.
Especially them.
They fight Galactus in the Silver Surfer.
I had a big purple pimp, but y'all trying to make this shit gritty and realistic.
A fucking Silver Matt Dr. Manhattan. Come on. And that's the thing, though. They have so many interesting villains, too, man. I want to say Fantastic Four has some of the best villains as far as Cosmo. Even Dr. Doom, still. I mean, I ain't never going to see a good Dr. Doom, am I?
We can never get the Dr. Doom we want. Dr.
They don't even know what to do with Dr. Doom.
No.
Man, fuck, man. That movie. Does anybody give a fuck about this movie? Because I don't hear anybody really talking about it. Like, you hear all these superhero movies that are coming out, like Batman vs. Superman, Avengers 2, Ant-Man, all this shit. You hear about it, and then you just throw in, oh, Fantastic Four's coming out, and you're just like, oh.
Yeah, pretty much.
I personally think Fantastic Four, the original, is one of the worst superhero movies I've ever seen in my life. That second one was the biggest insult to a comic book franchise I have ever fucking seen.
Yeah.
When you take Galactus, one of the biggest villain, like he's bigger than any DC Marvel. He's Galactus, man. He's the destroyer of worlds, whatever.
Yes.
He creates things. A strong. When you turn him into a cloud silhouette, fuck you, all right? Fuck you, man. That is something you do for like crossover films. You stick a Galactus in there. You don't stick him in a sequel to a franchise that was already on the failing run. I mean, shit. That was like a last hope for that movie. That's what they were doing.
Yeah, that was insulting.
Yeah, but that interview, I was laughing.
Dude, they clearly don't know what the fuck they want to do with this movie. I mean, it is so obvious.
That
just making it up as they go to. Yeah, you can tell they still got the camera running in the background.
Started filming this shit yet? Have they?
No. Nope.
Yeah, man. They haven't. No, they have.
They don't have like a full cast. Yeah.
They need to get on that shit. They don't even have a full script yet. No, I don't even think the script they had. They threw like pieces of it out. Just like
they don't have a full script or a full cast yet.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. Another thing is the chick that's playing Invisible Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Kate, I saw you in Transcendence. I don't see why you got picked.
She's that blonde, good looking.
Shit, man. That bitch had one note in that movie, and I was just turn around and look at the camera. I'm just like, what is so special about this bitch? I don't get it. Now, then again, I think anyone can play Invisible Woman. I don't really think this much to that character, but at the same time, I was just like, I would assume that, you know, the woman that stands out the most, you know, who's got the most energy and shit, that's the one they cast. And watching her in some recent movies, I was looking at her like, she's so bland and boring. I hope she brings some life to this character, because fuck. Her and her adopted brother, apparently, or stepbrother.
I'm still puzzled about that shit. How they gonna fucking put that out of their asses, but whatever.
You know they're gonna just do some half-ass line. They're probably gonna turn it into a comedic line, too, at that, or whatever.
Fuck.
I ain't tell you this right now. I've already said this in our Darkness at the Movie review. Marvel's got some silly characters, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you want to take them and turn them dark and serious...
It's going to highlight... It's getting more fucking silly.
Like Spider-Man is my favorite character, but if you don't like him, I understand completely why. In the movies, he's cheesy. That's what he is. He's fucking cheesy or whatever. I like him for his cheesiness. To turn him dark and try to make him serious, he has dark and serious moments, but to make the whole movie about it, it does not work. I'm sorry. I don't think that... Maybe it will work for some Marvel characters, I don't know, but I think Marvel has a plan, well, at least except for Ghost Rider. I don't take that out, never mind. That movie is horrible. I recently rewatched that second one or whatever. Aegis Elba sucks. He's in the whole fucking movie and he sucks. Can't even hold his fucking accent together. Why is he such a great actor to people? I don't get that, but whatever. About you, CJ? You've been quiet over there. The nigga probably sleeping, that's why.
What?
He's probably sucking Wayne's dick right now. That's what it is. He's like,
you leave Master Wayne out of this. I tell you.
That
Master
version Wayne, of dick.
These two Negroes are just talking, whatever. What are you doing, though?
They know nothing of the 80s like you do, Master Wayne.
Yeah, because the motherfucker thinks... Well, Cody, I don't think he was born in the 80s, were you?
Nope. 1990.
Oh. Okay, well, then never mind then. Fuck.
Just missed it.
Well, Master Wayne doesn't think I was born in the 80s, so...
No, but this, I don't know, man. First, you got the thing with the black and white brother sister. I'm like, okay, I don't really care. I mean, they only did that to anger people because they know that, you know, get promotion through racism, I guess. I don't know. Like Cheerio. Cheerio's like, Oh man, we can piss off racist people and make people buy the cereal. Hell yeah!
They
don't give a damn.
I personally went to. I don't want to see Michael B. Jordan play this role because I'd like to see a right Fantastic Four before they start switching characters and shit. I'd like to see a good one first. But now my whole thing is I don't want to see him attached to this because this just sound like a train wreck waiting to happen.
They're about to end his career.
Before it even starts.
they about to give this brother a hoodie and some Skittles and have him walk down the street of Florida.
Yeah, because this is his first really big role, like shit. Like Chronicle, which made a lot of money, granted, whatever, that was a small little film and shit, and Fruitvale Station, small little film. Look, this is a huge role for this brother, and to get attached to this, man, if you want to be a superhero so bad, man, you need to join Disney, Marvel, or something. Like, you need to stay the fuck away from this, because this sounds like a train wreck or whatever. I mean, and it sounds like they want to do this crossover with X-Men or whatever. I don't know how that, because they already got dates planned for sequels on this shit.
Yep.
I am not looking forward to this. But whatever, Miles Teller is Reed Richards. I still don't see that. I don't.
Yeah.
Isn't he younger than Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah. I think he might be older, actually. He just looks younger.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought they were like around the same age, or he might have been a year younger or something like that. I don't know. I guess, whatever. Kate Mara's the oldest bitch in this movie. So apparently she's in the pedophilia. So like any more, Toadie?
So I think I should wrap it up. Unless you guys got something you want to talk about.
Nah, nigga, CJ ready to take a nap. You know.
Wish you were making all these questions if his ass passes.
You know CJ can't go past 2 hours now. You know,
oh, yeah.
Right? It's past that nigga bedtime and shit. Ain't that right, CJ? Wake your ass up, nigga.
Well, if I really did fall asleep, didn't he?
Nigga really did fall asleep. Well, fuck that nigga then. Yeah, that motherfucker wants to do this show this fucking late. Damn, that nigga really did fall asleep though. You hear that nigga breathing and shit. I wish there was like some buzz button you could just press and be like, wake up, nigga. And Morgan Freeman does it or whatever and shit. All right, let's get some questions now. This nigga, wake your ass up, nigga.
Chicago Jonathan, where the fuck are you?
All righty, CJ, what the hell was that?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I guess it was something on my...
Nigga, man, you was sleeping, Negro.
No, shut up. I was not.
Nigga, what the fucking line is.
Whatever, Wayne, edit all this out. Master Wayne, edit this out, and let's get to the question.
What has Master Wayne ever helped you out, nigga? Come on now.
Master gonna help me this time.
Master gonna never help you, nigga. He gonna sell your ass, nigga, before he help you. So you got darkness in your heart, and when darkness in your heart, it spreads to you, leave a little dick. It's gonna spread to your little black dick, nigga. Your little hangline down there. Wayne probably checked that out while you were sleeping. He pulled the covers back and was like, that motherfucker, it's really true. Black people are hung. You know Wayne, his curious ass. Anyway, Becca, she says, very good point about guys about the Ninja Turtle, which I'm a very big fan of, but that trailer doesn't seem to matter. Why do people still get upset over a 2-minute trailer to a 2-hour film? Because people are stupid. How about that?
People ain't got nothing else to do with their life, so the only thing they can do is just get, like, super angry over a trailer.
Yeah, trailers are hired by fucking marketing companies or whatever. They just take pieces of clips out of it somewhere and put it together. Put a badass song in it, and there you go.
Not even a song, you just put that sound effect. Today, the turtles.
Damn, you really watch that Spider-Man trailer, because it does make that noise when he's fighting Rhino. Analyzing that fucking trailer, it makes that noise. I mean, like, damn, that was spot on. Got to get you a job at Sony, man.
Yeah, they put that thing in every movie.
That is true.
It could be like a comedy, and they're like, two lovers come together.
And this nigga's Optimus Prime now. So. There was a secret war. That damn, nigga, shit, it's been four fucking movies and still is war.
How many fucking wars are there?
There was a secret diary under my bed. Megatron stole it, and he read it to all the Decepticons. So now we have to fight him.
Okay, I got a question now about that movie.
Oh,
Transformers 3. That planet wasn't destroyed, so what was Optimus Prime bitching about for three movies? And what was they going to do with that planet by bringing it to Earth's atmosphere?
They were going to steal all the iPads and fuck them.
What? Damn, that movie just got even more confusing now. Like, what was they going to do with that planet? Like,
yeah, you know, they didn't think that shit through.
If that planet was so destroyed and shit, how is it still standing in the atmosphere? And second of all, if they were going to transfer people over there to be slaves and shit, then why don't they live there no more?
Right, and like if the Decepticon won the battle or something like that, why isn't Megatron hanging out there and just sending other people to Earth? Right. Like, why
these two fighting, talking about resurrecting our race or whatever? So it's like, yeah, you, nigga, you got a moon full of nigga. What? What? All right, now fuck that movie. That's it. God damn, that movie is a Next question. Fuck you, Michael Bay. God damn, man. Shit. You don't give a shit, man. I'm making a judgment. If that movie opens up, if there's some secret war or some shit like that, and I'm talking about Transformers, I'm walking out. I ain't got time to listen to this shit no more. Not for three fucking movies. I ain't doing it for a fourth one. Cynthia, she says, I agree highly with your points on Batman Beyond. What do you guys think, studios? Why did she write this like this? Why do you guys think studios haven't jumped on this live action film yet?
They don't know how to present it to normal people.
Money, that's why.
Yeah. I also think people are too attached to Bruce Wayne. So
that's another thing. Too. I mean, it's a marketing gimmick. When they say Batman Beyond, people are like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What is that? I mean, Batman's a name, but Bruce Wayne attached to Batman is a name as well.
What I noticed too, a lot of times, especially with American superheroes, yeah, we just do not let them go. We don't let them age or move on. We keep them in the same role over and over. It's almost like the Superman jokes with Cody. We won't let it go because
you guys
it's probable.
Because they true. Because they true. That's why. It's not jokes.
They're true and probable. And it's funny.
I would imagine. Me personally. It's real, Cody. Stop, let the darkness in your heart. If you got darkness in your heart, let it out.
Darkness sits in your fucking face. Go ahead.
And plus, another thing, I think, first of all, Warner Brothers is scared to take chances, which is why you ain't never going to get a Wonder Woman movie. Second of all, Batman Beyond, I would assume that would cost more than the original Batman would.
Yeah.
The effect they might have for that. And I don't think studios is willing to take that chance yet with a character that nobody really knows about. Because they didn't even know what they were doing in the TV show. Loved the TV show, thought it was great, but they didn't know where that show was going to go. So, I don't know. Maybe Kickstarter, how about that? Go ahead, throw that out there. They gave, did you guys hear about Juve Bowl?
No.
No.
That motherfucker's gotten $500,000 on a Kickstarter. Half a fucking $1 million to do a sequel to one of his fucking films.
Really?
You got to be fucking kidding me. $500,000 on Kickstarter. You people can't tell me y'all don't like his ass no more or whatever if you gave this nigga $500,000.
Are you sure he didn't donate himself?
Where would that make
$500,000?
Come on now.
He did that. Oh, man, he's still getting checks from those silly, stupid movies he
that
did.
That nigga was getting German checks, okay?
Hey, the euro is strong, brother.
It ain't worth shit in America.
Hey, and he knows how to funnel his money.
Nah, he knows how to trick the fucking German film industry. That's what he knows how to do. That's, everybody knows about how he got his way into Hollywood. Yeah, but Kickstarter for Batman Beyond. Start that shit. This nigga can get $500,000 to do one of his shitty ass fucking movies. I mean, come on now, shit. Alex responds to Cynthia's question with he says a better question is, who would you guys get to direct and star in it? Joseph Gordon-Levitt is Batman Beyond, of course. That's Terry McGinnis.
Yeah.
I'd get Doug Liman to direct it.
Who?
Doug Liman.
Oh, that's a good choice. Yeah, that's a damn good choice, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Who to star? I don't know.
Yeah, I get Joseph Gordon-Levitt to star in it and direct. I like Cody's choice. Direct, though. Oh, I get Sam Mendes.
Oh, okay.
Guy that did, I think his last movie was Skyfall.
Skyfall, yep.
In the Skyfall, in the Skyfall. How about you, CJ? Or Cody? Who would you get to star in it?
I don't know. I guess I'll have to just default to JGL, but I want to...
Man, they already laid it out for you. I mean, they laid that shit out. I know
there's no point of us talking.
They laid that shit so slick, and I was just like, damn, that nigga look like Terry McGinnis so much. It's like... And then Dark Knight Rises, that movie went on longer. Like, ideas just started popping in fanboys' heads.
Yeah.
That movie just like, damn, man, I see so many... what you could do with this? This film has so much potential, man, of what it could be. How about you, CJ?
Man, you pretty much Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He colored it for us, you know.
Who'd you get to direct it?
Oh,
M. Night Shyamalan, because he did your movie, Last Airbender.
Yeah, let him fuck up another one of my childhood cartoons.
I'll let him do Static Shock. Then, how about that?
Oh my god! The twist would be the white friend with the evil bad guy the whole time.
The twist gonna be is he's not a nigga. He was in blackface the whole time, and Batman was the one to figure it out. You're not really black, are you, Virgil?
Yeah, I am, man. How'd you know, man?
Carol, I'd love to see a Static Shock movie. Carol, she says, is there anything at all you guys watch on MTV? I watch 16 and Pregnant for a good laugh now and then.
God damn, she's evil.
I don't watch a fucking thing on MTV, so.
I don't even know
what
shit's on.
I'm just laughing about Carol's answer because I saw that answer. And I'm like, she must get her jollies off laughing at those stupid, silly girls.
That should be funny when you see those commercials, like when they try to air. It's like, they be like all this drama and shit. It's like, bitch, you're only 16 years old. Oh, you know what? There was something I used to watch on MTV. You guys remember that Spider-Man show they had on MTV?
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Man,
you guys remember that one?
That made Reboot blush.
Man. That was pretty much Jamie Foxx Electro right there.
The Electro had that show. Oh, shit, man. Fuck.
Yeah. I didn't like that shit because I needed a Spider-Man fix, and that was the only thing on. I was just like, man, they don't know where the fuck this is going. You think Batman Beyond didn't have a place of where it's going. This shit right here. Whoa. That's it. That's probably the only thing I probably ever watched on there, though.
Oh, no, man. I grew up watching Daria. I love watching Daria on MTV.
Damn, nigga, you was a hipster. No wonder you be hanging around Lana and them. Hey, you a hipster. Nigga, you is a hipster. Oh, fuck me. We all got a little hipster.
I'll take my ironic glasses and go elsewhere.
Take your Grand Budapest Hotel and your glasses or whatever and your cheap malt liquor.
Hey, the Grand Budapest Hotel, they can't take that from us. That was a good movie.
That's a hipster movie, though. It's Wes Anderson, man. It's a good movie, don't get me wrong.
Hey, I didn't like that, what is the one with the camping, about kids having sex.
Oh,
Moonrise Kingdom.
Yeah, Moonrise Bullshit.
Moonrise Bullshit, yeah. Oh, our darkness, our minds are so linked up together, we just thought of the same thing. Next question comes from Rodrigo. He says, what's an older video game you guys used to play that you would love to see turn into a film or television series? Mine would be Streets of Rage on the Sega Genesis. I love that game.
Still, oh, man. Ooh. Especially on Genesis. When they had that one soundtrack, when you was heading down the pier, like, dun,
ooh, dun, dun, yeah, dun, that was a dun, 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 dun. Man, that was a badass. I had Street of Rage 1 and 2. Did they make a third one?
Yeah, they probably did. You know they did.
Okay. One of my favorite games, actually, though, is from the Dreamcast, is Shenmue.
I don't know if you guys know that.
I remember that. Yep.
Yeah, that was like the first game, I believe, that got released off the Dreamcast. It was actually, that was the first game I saw with real graphics in it, beating out the PlayStation 1. I was like, oh, this system might go somewhere. And then next you know, they went out too.
Yeah, they went somewhere.
Yeah, they went somewhere.
Man, Yeah, it went somewhere, all right. Went under fucking Nintendo's hand, but another dying company right about now.
Yeah.
But,
I know Nintendo dying so bad. They only got to get some money because of stupid Brawl. Like, once Smash Brothers come out, they're going to keep them afloat.
That's
still
not gonna be enough to settle the sales of the Wii U. I'm sorry, that game sale is not gonna make that much to where it's gonna make up for where the Wii U failed.
And the thing that's killing them the most is actually that whole ordeal with Nintendo flagging YouTubers who put up any kind of content that's not Nintendo on YouTube.
You know, I gotta say, when the Wii came out, didn't that not sound like a great idea for certain games? Like, but they never took advantage of that shit. I thought, like, I always start with the Wii. Now, granted, they did do this later on. I sucked ass to a straw. I'd probably make a good ass Star Wars game if you could use the like lightsaber in battling and shit like that. Whatever. I was like, that might make it cool. And then they made one. I was like, ugh. Man, kids don't want to play that shit no more. Okay, because you know what? Adults let them play mature games these days. The only people that still playing that shit is Leo.
Yeah, it really.
Every time he keep talking about that shit, oh, it's gonna save or whatever. I love when he brought up that comment. I think he said one time that the Wii U was making more than the Xbox One and catching up with the PS4. I was like, what? Come on now, man.
Know what facts are?
Man, if you believe that, man, come on now, man.
Gotta hold on, man.
I like a week later, a newsletter came out. That shit's bombing, okay? Don't nobody want a Wii U? That's the stupidest fucking idea, because I have one. I don't use that shit. But yeah, Cole, you play Shenmue, did you?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I played Shenmue. I love Shenmue.
You remember they released a second one on the Xbox? The original,
yep.
Xbox?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got both. I love that game and the story in it, the fighting combos and stuff like that. Oh. I'm pissed that it didn't get finished, but I heard Yu Suzuki is about to start a Kickstarter to get a third one going. I was like, oh, okay. Thank God.
Okay, cool.
Because I do not like unfinished games.
So would you like rather see that turn into a film or a television series?
TV series.
TV series. Okay.
Yeah. I love that game. That's why I still have my Dreamcast, mainly is to play that game. My original Xbox, I still have it just to play that game. And I love that fucking game.
You hipster video game.
Yeah. Hey, I do collect consoles. I will give you that. And
yeah.
I have the original E.T. game.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I don't have it in case, though, because you know he's a kid. You stupid. You just throw it away. I wish my dumb ass would have known that, because that shit ain't worth shit without the case. I have the original Mario game, too, and all that shit. I don't have any of the fucking cases for them, though. That's why I've used to see my Xbox games or my PS4 games and shit like that. They look nice and neat and everything. These might be worth something 10 years from now. Ain't gonna be worth a damn thing or whatever, but damn, I wish I had the case for Nintendo games and all that shit. I don't have shit. Cause you know, as a kid, you don't think that shit's gonna be worth anything. You just rip this motherfucker off, put it in there, and here it go. Then you start finding out the prices, like how much you can get for it if you had the original setting and shit like that. You'd be like, fuck. How about you, CJ? Metal Gear Solid.
What you say? No, they won't be able to make a Metal Gear game at this point.
They already did. It's called Act of Valor.
Don't you dare.
No, oh, God. No. Don't put a Metal Gear like that. Don't do that.
Right. If anything, I don't know. That's not really a game out there for me for them to make into a movie.
Really? No old games either? Nothing?
Really, CJ? You play a lot of fucking games. There's not one game.
Not one?
No.
That you would like to turn into a TV or a movie?
If any old game, man, I'm telling
you. Any game. You played every console. Come on now.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Yoshi Island. That'd be kind of cute. Yoshi Island.
The fuck? Cody, what's your answer this nigga? You can tell we don't give a fuck.
I don't need my video games to turn into movies.
But it's always happening.
Yeah.
Have you not seen the last Resident Evil movies? Max Payne, Mario Brothers? Oh, wait, you like that movie.
I do like the Mario film. That was pretty good. Cool. Shit.
Then how the hell you can't see video games turn the movies if you like that movie?
Because it had nothing to do with the video game I played. It was just another goddamn movie.
They made that movie. That movie would be racist. Okay, come on. I say it'd be hipster and shit. But you, Cody.
You guys remember about 11 years ago, it came out of the PSC. Remember Manhunt?
Yeah, I remember that. Briefly. I remember the cover of it because I actually have it.
I love the fuck out of that game, dude. It had that trademark dark sense of humor from Rockstar. It was, like, really gritty. It had great horror aspects to it. I would love to see that turn into a movie. Like a low-budget type movie.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it also had, like, a great villain in it. William Stockweather, played by Brian Cox. Fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Actually, now that you say that, that does sound good now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you an already known one. Like, everybody should know this. Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, that'd be good.
How about you, CJ? There you go, CJ. I just gave you a chance for you.
There you go, CJ.
I don't know. Shit. Sure.
And I enjoy Red Dead Redemption. I just, like I said, I have a hard time viewing video games and movies because I enjoy them playing through it and the cutscenes. That does enough. I mean, hell, I even watch games now on YouTube. I watch the whole game.
I hear that. What about TV show then? You only get an hour? I would love to see a Western TV show that's like based on the Red Dead Redemption shit. TJ's like, fuck that. I don't want to see that.
whatever you fucking want. God damn it.
Oh, this is TJ. All right. Next question. This nigga. Django. The D is silent. Oh, great. He says, I was just curious, but what's the meaning of Easter? Yo mama, nigga. Next question. I know, because I know he's got some little smart-ass comment in or something like that. But he don't never give no real question. I don't know, nigga. Shit, look it up. You got a Google, nigga? It's about, it's about back 100 million years ago, God created a bunny. And this bunny was like God's first pet or something like that. The bunny ran away, and for some reason, the devil turned into chocolate, and then people started hunting it at the end. The dog represents Easter. Oh, there you go.
That's not Easter.
There you go, because I don't know how religion and Easter mixes up, but whatever.
The dark chocolate was really the darkness concealed into an egg. Mm-hmm. And that darkness was hitting all over the yard for kids to go find. Mm-hmm. And there you go.
So basically what we're trying to say is the meaning of Easter is the darkness. There you go.
Yes.
Yep. There you go. There you go. Perfect sum up, Cody.
There you go.
The meaning of Easter is the darkness. I can see CJ now with a white robe on, staring from the clouds, just looking. And me and you just like, what is this nigga looking at? Like, Holly, she says, next question comes from Holly. She says, good point, CJ. When you asked Cody on that episode what was wrong, he didn't give you an answer. So, Cody, you going to be all right? Just think of the darkness as your therapy.
He still ain't give us no answer.
Shit is anything but therapy.
Hey, well, technically, I got a sociology degree, so I'm considered to be.
Oh, yeah. Get therapy from P1. Yeah, that's a great fucking idea.
I was looking at my my degree today. I was like, you know what? It says professor. I was like, you know what? I just start taking advantage of that now, whatever. So yeah, Cody, tell me about you. What's wrong, man? Tell me about your problem.
I ain't telling you shit.
Well, see, how can we help you unless you open up, Cody?
It ain't that important for this podcast, man. It's more with the damn question. Shit.
It's not a podcast, though, Cody. I am a certified. I graduated in this, dude. I got you.
I don't give a fuck.
He's defensive. We need to break down his walls.
CJ, I'm trying to give this man free therapy lesson. He don't want to take advantage.
We need to destroy these buildings of walls in his heart.
It's like Inception, and when he wakes up, it's just encaving on him. She says, she also says, P.S. Hashtag fuck Nick Cannon. Thank you.
Fuck Nick Cannon. Thank you.
Fuck Nick Cannon.
And P.P.P.S. Also, CJ, do you think Cody will talk about his date with Superman on his trip to NY, a.k.a. Metropolis?
I tried, girl. You know, I really tried, but this man, he would not open up. He's going to be a wonderful father because he's just never going to open up to his children or his
love. My God, he's fucking Clark Kent from Man of Steel. I mean, not Clark, but Jonathan Kent from Man of Steel. His kid going to be like, Dad, what, should I help him or not? He was getting jumped or whatever. Fuck him. You just leave him. You wasn't even fuck him. Dad, what's the right thing? Fuck the right thing. Oh. Okay, his kid gonna wandering off for about 30 years, or however long that nigga been walking for. He's gonna get random jobs and be able to leave them and just get a new one. He's gonna be working on a boat, working in a bar next, you know, destroying people's trucks and shit. I don't know how that's possible, but yeah, fuck it. Dread 1.5. He says, "What the fuck? I just read this at hand or whatever." You guys gonna? Just skip this. I have a jerking off problem to this girl in class. You guys can be smooth enough to help me out. What should I do? What the fuck?
Wait. Hold on, wait.
All right. The first emergency question is, are you doing it in front of her or in public?
What the fuck? Oh, God. Alright. Shit, man.
Damn. I'm sorry, people.
Thank you. Hey, Dredd, thank you. It's the best fucking question of the year, man. Thank you. Oh.
That is the most out there question I have ever gotten in the 3 years I've been doing this.
Oh, man.
Let me repeat. Question back in the Dread voice, though, his name. I have a jerking off problem to this girl in my class. You guys seem to be smooth enough to help me out. What should I do? Damn, he is straight up serious. There's no LCLs, no no any of that shit. This is a straight serious question.
He was typing this while he was outside her window looking. With the dick in the other hand, too.
Yeah, girl, I'm getting some advice from these niggas.
If I hide in the darkness, you won't see me.
Exactly. He's like, them niggas are smooth enough. They gonna rub this smooth out of me. Nigga, I got some therapy for you. It's called keep your dick in your pants, and they can just go talk to her. How about that?
Oh, man, stop jerking off so much, man. Shit.
Now, I don't want to get too crazy now, Cody. Come on now.
He needs it. He needs it.
I said so much. He doesn't stop completely.
Like Matthew McConaughey said in Wolf of Wall Street, five times a day takes the pain away. So, but like CJ said, nigga, you jerking off in front of her? What do you mean?
You need more context to answer this question properly.
Because that just says I have a jerking off problem with this girl in my class. I mean, so like.
Picture my head just fucking whipping his shit out in front of the girl.
Hey Cody, I wonder what she thinks about this. Damn, okay. Dude, you got me crying. I'm sorry, this is hilarious.
I pray she never listens to this podcast or we're gonna lose a member.
Cause I'm about to die from crying or whatever. Cause damn. Oh shit, CJ, you seem to be the most quiet about this. You got any answers for this guy?
Oh, I guess that's a no.
Yeah, okay. Well, did we lose this nigga again? Okay.
No.
Oh man, Cody, you the lady killer. Give him.
Man, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'll just suggest stop trying to jerk off as much, man. Just try to talk to the girl. I mean, I don't know if you're socially awkward or what, I mean, but that's the best advice I can.
Cody, I don't think he has any social problems if he wrote this.
Okay, never mind. Good point.
I think we've learned that this nigga's bold enough to ask anything. Hey, Cody, watch this. Hey, Dredd. Hey, go talk to your parents about it, man. Get an adult in the room. Tell your teacher about it, man. Maybe he can help you out or something like that, you know. You know what? Hey, Talk to me about this, man. Come on now. You know what? How about this? A lot of people said, well, actually only two people. Why am I saying a lot of people? I sent CJ this. A lot of people was asking us if we were going to do a dating show in the darkness. And I kind of like that idea, if we just do that, whatever. Here's what I want you to do, Dredd. Write me personally. Send me an email in details. I can't wait to read this shit. if it's as funny as this question was, whatever. But send me an email, and we will help you out next week when the darkness presents. Dating something, I don't know, shit, you know, whatever. I think that'd be hilarious to talk about. just don't send us your spank bang victims or anything like that. So
please don't do that. No big
spank bang victim.
And by that I don't mean these girls contacted me talking about.
No.
Did you tell that nigga to jerk off on me? I think that Super Saiyan kid, I think this Dredd kid just took your name. He's the new jerk off bandit now, you know what I'm saying? My lotion.
That's the new Michael, the fifth JJ.
Something about you, girl. I can't take my penis off your girl. You remember that Super Saiyan kid? He made song. Yeah. Made fun of it.
Yeah, Jack and you, girl.
Yeah, he called himself the jerk off bandit or whatever and shit.
Nope.
You remember that shit, CJ?
Yeah, it was called Jacking Off to You, Girl.
Yeah, apparently, you know what? Apparently, he's a fan of this show now. So, cause he's writing this. Damn, that is the most out there question I've ever fucking read. Jesus Christ, nigga. Hey, I say keep jerking off. That's what I say.
Yep.
If you want my keep, spot.
Yeah, at least jerking off will keep you lazy, and then you ain't going to go out and do nothing about it. You're going to jerk off about it.
Here's the thing, Cody and CJ. If he stops jerking off, just imagine how crazy this nigga will probably be. Like, he might say something to her where he, like, in class is looking at her. He might sniff her one day. Just walk up on her and just, you imagine, class, take your seats, class, and she sits down, she's talking to her friend, he just walks up.
Stop jerking off, then he'll probably kidnap her like King Kong. He just like run up a builder with her.
He might start cutting her hair and shit like that. Trying to build a fucking statue or something in his closet or something like that. He might
be I would never. The only thing I would tell you, if you're jerking off that like that, make sure you're doing it at your home or you're doing it not at work.
Yeah, please just don't do it in public, man. That's all I hope for.
Do
that's
it
all
front.
We hope for.
See what her reaction would be.
Don't
and
you know,
write us about it. I don't want to hear this. Hey, I'll tell you this. Watch Wolf of Wall Street. Remember when Jonah Hill jerked off in front of home chick? What did she do? What did she did? She hooked up with his best friend. So there you go. Tell your friend to jerk off in front of her.
Ah, see?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. We probably fucked this kid like that. I don't want to leave that question, but we have to. But the darkness at the movies was such a huge hit, by the way, guys, on the site.
Right
some
on.
Comments
right
here, whatever, some questions I'm going to go ahead and get into real quick. And with this chaos, she says, oh, you poor miserable bastards. Man, you all sound like you were in pain while watching this.
Yep.
And bitch, last time I checked, you watched that Nick Cannon special on Netflix, so shit. I'd rather watch this any day than hashtag fuck Nick Cannon story. But she says, so I guess the new 52 storylines are far from are tainting everything that is DC. I've been saying that for a year now.
Yeah, that seems to be the case.
Right.
Yeah, fuck.
Ever since the Dark Blackest Night saga was over, they just didn't know what to do. They just went down.
Was that where they got? I'm trying to remember. Is that where they got rid of Damian?
Blackest Night was like the whole.
Oh, you talking about Green? Okay, I know which one you're talking about. All right,
Green Lantern.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you were talking about the Batman one because I think I want to say the New 52 kicked off when they got rid of Damian, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I don't know what they did with it. I know one of them was he got shot in his spinal cord and they replaced his spine.
Damien was such a good character. He was like getting so better too, like as a character in the film. I was just like, man, this character has a lot of like, that's one thing I like about Robin in the books is from all of them, from Tim, Jason, and whatever. They all like evolved in these different personas and shit what Batman created. Yeah, and then the Darkest Night, that was another going. Yeah, and fuck the New 52, that stupid-ass fucking book. I hate that fucking... But it's still making money, so obviously they're going to keep going with that storyline, so... Yeah.
I couldn't read it. I mean, I kind of stopped. Now, like, some of the old stuff was kind of ridiculous. Like, one of them, when Batman was missing, and then they had Batman time-traveling through time, being a pirate, fighting dinosaurs. I was like, okay, this is ridiculous, stupid.
Yeah, that does sound kind of stupid. I mean, that's not to say not every fucking book was great before the New 52, but New 52, I can't think of not one book I was actually enjoying in that motherfucker. Like, Teen Titans, they fucked that up, boy. Starfire is a... I'm going to tell you this right now. Starfire, you may not be a whore, but you are wearing a whore's uniform right now. Ooh. Now, I will say this. I will fuck you, but I will be leaving in the middle of the night. Don't expect to wake up to me. You're going to be seeing me like this Dread kid over here. I'm going to be jerking off to you. New 52 is what create people like this Dread kid right here, okay?
I know, they give him false hope because in the New 52, not only, she just sleep with people. She says, this is how I say hello. And then she just sleep with them.
I don't think they got any of the women right in New 52. I can't remember what the last straw was for me was, but I was reading that shit since me and Cody went to WonderCon last year all the way to the end of October. And I was like, I'm done. I'm done. Fuck this story. Next is Steve. He says, absolutely love this. Don't know if I can wait a whole month for the next one. You got no choice, nigga. But, but I will suffice. If Son of Batman and Batman vs. Superman is horrible, will that be it for DC as a whole?
For me, yeah, pretty much.
No, it's not, because we're doing this all every month, man.
I'm talking about for Batman vs. Superman. Ain't another 2 years.
Nah, bro. You in this for life.
Well, that's the thing why that's one reason why we are doing this once a month, because ain't too many DC and Marvel animated films. I mean, we could probably finish this in a year and a half, so.
Right.
Yeah, if Son of Batman is horrible and Batman vs. Superman is horrible, then...
they gotta make something different,
man. The TV show is so the TV shows are so fucking bad. The books are bad. Man of Steel was not good at all, and this fucking animated film wasn't good at all neither. They have not had one hit in like the past. What is
the only thing I thought it was pretty good was
Young Justice.
I mean, Justice League was good. Yeah, Young Justice.
Yeah.
That was good, but then they just canceled out of the blue. I'm like, well, all right, well, fuck me, then.
That's why I didn't want to bring that up. I think I told Cody this. I was like, you know what? I just stopped watching all those animated shows and stuff like that because they're just going to get fucking canceled.
Yep.
And the way Young Justice ended with that canceling, when they brought in Darkseid, I was like, oh, fuck you. Okay, yeah, you know what? You don't end like that. You end it on a note where it's just like, all right, this team going. They rushed those last episodes because they already knew it was getting canceled and shit. The Green Lantern show had a better ending, but I would have went on as well. But yeah, well, here's the thing though. You know, after that ended, guess what they replaced that shit with though? Teen Titans Go.
Teen Titans Go. Fuck.
Oh, God, yeah, never mind. Yeah, Teen Titans Go, and what was Beware the Batman?
You know what though?
They bring that back too.
They're bringing that back.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here! I thought
I just read a report on IGN. I think it was yesterday.
I thought they canceled it because they knew it sucked. Well,
my
God. Oh, my fucking God. That is the worst Batman adaptation I've ever seen on TV.
That show is some bullshit.
I was so pumped for that show. I was like, well, we got a new Batman show, finally. You know, been a while now. And then I was like, all right, first episode's bad. Maybe just pick up. Oh, goddamn, this is horrible.
After Batman Beyond, all those Batman shows always scared me. Like, remember that The Batman, the one where he looked like Jackie Chan?
Oh, on Channel 5.
Jackie Chan.
The one where he fought Dracula?
Yeah, he fought Dracula. The one where the Joker was some barefoot clown.
Fucking gypsy or some shit like that.
He was some hipster gypsy. He's from New Orleans. from New Orleans. He was a hipster gypsy from New Orleans.
That joke was fucking terrible.
That show went on for a long... Oh, and The Brave and the Bold? That went on for a long time, too.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I hated that show.
You wanted to watch that timey-wimey stuff.
I fucking hated that show, especially when they kept bringing Aquaman back. I was like, fuck him! He sucks! Shit, who the fuck claims they want... And we all play superhero when we grow up. Who the fuck ever said, I want to be Aquaman? Nobody never fucking said that.
Nope. No one.
I want a fucking Aquaman. Shit. Teen Titans Go is the most that is the most horrendous shit I've seen DC do in the past 2 years, personally.
You know, it only have a soft spot in my heart because growing up watching it, and then they still got the same character voices.
What the fuck is going on in that show, though? I remember me and Cody tried to watch it when we was in San Diego. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
It's because people nowadays, they love stuff like Adventure Time and stuff. They love it when it get crazy.
Is this supposed to be like just funny skits, or is this supposed to be them fighting villains? Because I never once see them fighting any fucking body in the goddamn show.
It's just funny skits.
Oh, fuck that show, man. I don't even think the last one was that good, but I thought it was good enough where I was watching it. But this one, man, that one looked like a masterpiece compared to this shitty fucking show. That is the worst thing DC ever put out.
Yeah.
You don't like that cyborg voice? I love that cyborg voice.
The voice don't mean shit to me. We already know the voice don't mean shit to me. I mean, come on now. I ain't one of these fanboys that be like, Mark Hamill has to be the Joker. Okay, I don't give a shit about this. My favorite adaptation of the Joker is from Funkin' Under the Red Hood. So what does that tell me? Come on.
Hey, I like that one, too.
Yeah, that was a good Joker. Shit. I don't give a shit about voice. I mean, yeah, the voice is iconic and good, but at the same time, I know the motherfucker ain't going to be Joker forever. So it's the same with Teen Titans. Well, yeah, fuck, if they mess up Son of Bad, I'll be pissed. I have such high expectations for these animated films on DC.
Oh my god, don't do that to yourself.
Even now?
To yourself, people.
No, not now I don't, but shit, see, you don't understand how much I love Under the Red Hood and shit, man. That is
but that was like 3 years ago, man.
That is the epitome of
times have changed.
That is my Batman, though, Cody.
Yeah, I understand, man. You gotta let that shit go.
Fuck Dark Knight and all that. That is my Batman right there. That is the perfect adaptation, for me at least, of every Joker, Nightwing, that is a fucking, fuck everything. That is my shit right there. But yeah, it's just, my heart has been broken by the DC. I just never show it. Anyway, last question. Fuck you, DC, you son of a bitch. You know, I don't even blame you so much. I blame Warner Brothers a little bit more, too. They just desperate for anything these days. But Andrew, he says, great for you guys. This lived up to the hype of what I was expecting. Didn't even know it had hype, because I don't even remember promoting it. But says, I haven't seen this, but hearing you guys talk about it, this just sounds fucking awful. What do you guys think of the new Batman Assault on Arkham trailer?
I think it looks like it'll be okay. This whole, you know, I'm kind of confused. It's like a Sinister Six lookish vibe,
yeah.
But
yeah, they have the Suicide Squad, which I'm not big on. I don't really give a fuck.
I don't even give a fuck about the Suicide Squad. I don't know. Like, they've been talking about that lately too, and like I heard they brought it up in Arrow and shit. I'm just like, don't really give a fuck about that. Damn, the new DC just bringing up shit that nobody cares about, though. That's
and it makes Batman look like a side character.
I think
at least from what I saw for the trailer.
I think that's it. That's what they want to do. They're making Batman a side character in the film or something like that. I'm just like, why even make it then? Shit. I don't know. When I saw the trailer, I thought it was like a fan-made trailer. I was like, damn, they already got like two coming out this year. I was like, Bruce Timm was around the other day. They didn't rush these trailers out in animation movies out or whatever like this. It worried me a little bit here, but it looked like the same animation from Young Justice, which a lot of them have been looking like that lately. Actually, Son of Batman looks like that too as well.
Yeah. They got to do something with that. They got to get those people to
get their salary worth.
Damn, Young Justice was so cool at the beginning. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking about that. Yeah, fuck, man. Somebody needs to take over at the. I'm sorry, man. But somebody need to go over there and just say, what the fuck have you guys been doing? They need that dude from fucking Xbox, Dom Mattress. They need him. Shit. He just seems to open up his mouth wherever he goes. So how about welcome? But yeah, I could care less. Usually I get excited for these things, but I don't give a shit. But whatever.
Oh, can you care less on this?
I want some Batman to be good because I love that storyline.
Are you hurting? You gonna hurt yourself?
Yeah, man. You need to calm down.
I will admit, I never really did like source material for Justice League Origins. Actually, you know what? No, I did like that. I was gonna say because that's the origins, the war. That I did like that a little bit, but so never mind. Anyway, people, that's been another edition of Darkness and P1's
the Darkness.
P1's broken heart.
The Darkness. Can't wait to come back, everybody, people, to the Darkness again, so you can hear how P1 is crushed by this new movie coming out. This the son of the Batman.
Man, don't that movie come out next Tuesday? Yeah, it's May. It does come out next Tuesday. So yeah, people, I guess next 2 weeks afterwards, that's when we're gonna be doing our review, if I'm not mistaken, of Son of Batman. And yep. I'll have to hold my anger in for 2 fucking weeks. 2 fucking weeks. All right. Well, well, people, like CJ said, it's been another edition of the Darkness. Can't wait to do another Darkness at the movies.
Yeah. Sir.
Yeah, so all you darkies out there, you just keep on jerking off to keep our man Dre.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Dre, man. Thank you for that fucking question, man. That was
that was awesome. Man,
that was the most entertaining thing I've heard all year, man. Thank you. And please don't hesitate to update us in your situation.
And please stay in it. And you know what?
That's the boldest thing I've heard all year.
You know what, Dredd? You take take advice from the Darkness, and you do it in the Darkness.
What? Okay. I'll just go with it.
Yeah, what CJ said, yeah.
Hey, you know what I say about this? I got to go reverse Darkness on this. Do this shit in the light, bro, so we can catch this shit on the first. Because I want to be the one to say that when I see this on air. That's one of my fans, man. That's what I'm saying. That crazy motherfucker actually took advice from us or whatever. No, Dredd, thank you for your courage. We do admire courage on this show. I'm not bullshitting. We really do admire courage on this show. Like, seriously, some of the shit we say, we admire that. So what you did right here, that goes above and beyond.
Fuck yeah.
I ain't never heard no shit like this before, whatever. But yes, please update us. You got like 2 more months of school left? Please update us. Keep us informed. Let us know. We want to know so we can help you out. Like I'm saying.
You better be good looking, too, for all this Darkness wanging you doing.
Please send me a personal. Oh, wait a minute. Don't send me any photos if you're underage. Hold on. First of all, fuck that. Never mind.
Yeah. Hey, put that out
there. Don't speak too soon, man.
Send it to Z. He seems to like that. Anyway. I am the phenomenal one.
I'm Chicago John.
I am Cody.
And he's not jerking off, and we'll catch you next week.
Later, bastards.
Later, bastards.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is spreading! Oh, darkness, everybody! Darkness!